And it is 7:03. We are sitting at 23 degrees in West Bend. It's overcast on this Wednesday morning. Feels like it's 13 out there. But we're going to try to start getting you thinking about spring and summer and so on, because on the fourth Wednesday of every month, the Washington County Master Gardeners are going to visit us here in the studio. And I'm going to let my guests introduce themselves this morning, and then we'll talk more.
Good morning. I'm Cheryl Ward, and I'm a Master Gardener volunteer here in Washington County since 2012.
Good morning. I'm Larry Millard, and I am the president of the Washington County Master Gardener Volunteers.
Well, welcome, and thanks for coming in.
Yes.
I appreciate it. I think we'll have some fun
and do some
educating here. People always have questions about their, about what they're trying to grow and succeeding in growing and not so much succeeding in growing, right?
And that is one of the purposes of why we exist, to help people with their gardening questions and
sure.
things.
Well, let's... You want to talk a little bit about the history of the Master Gardeners first? You want to start there?
Yeah, the Master Gardener program actually started in 1973 in Tacoma, Washington, by their university. By 1996, it was established in all 50 states and in some provinces of Canada. In the late 1970s, it actually started here in Wisconsin. And in 2009, Washington County started their first Master Gardener program, and Vicki Hopp was very instrumental and the first president getting that going here in our county.
And you work through the extension program, correct?
Correct, yes.
We do, and everything that we talk about and everything that we educate people is based on the information that comes from that extension program.
All right. And again, just to educate, and what other parts of the purpose?
So our vision is really to be modern, meaningful, and measurable. The extension program is valued by volunteer staff and the community that we serve.
Okay.
We educate, we empower, and support volunteers through the university research-based information.
And we provide like brochures and written materials, and we're out in the community at like the farmers market, for example, to be there to answer people's questions and to point them in the right direction if we can't answer their questions.
All right. And if people want to find out more about how to join or to attend meetings and so on, what should they do?
They would contact us. The extension office they could contact for starters, or they could find us on the web or on Facebook. We're trying to really get into more of the social media outreach, because that's where people are these days and how they're getting a lot of their information.
Sure.
Yeah, you'll find information about what we're doing, our upcoming events, our meetings. You find that our meetings are very informational, and they are open to the public.
And are they on a regular schedule?
Generally.
They are. It's generally and we say that because we do have a meeting coming up in March that is really going to be geared towards our membership and the volunteer opportunities that they will have and that we will have. But our next meeting that will be for the general public is going to be on April 2nd on a Thursday, and that's growing healthy plants.
And actually,
and how to avoid diseases. And
Brian Huddleston from the UW-Madison will be at that April 2nd meeting to talk about plant diseases and things like that. Emerging and the things that are always around, and he's very informed and very, very good speaker.
And that will be, that'll be a three-hour session, so you'll get an education, a university-level education seminar for anyone from the public that would like to come and join us and get a chance to learn a little bit more about us and meet a few of our Master Gardeners.
All right, sounds good. And I know that you have a lot of projects that you're involved in on an ongoing basis. You want to mention some of those?
Certainly. So we have the West Bend Farmers Market. One Saturday each month, we are out there educating the public. We do things with the children and adults, teaching them how to plant and showing them fun things. We are at the Washington County Fair. We have an exhibit and a booth out there, some gardens that we plant early and show and do little quizzes with the children and different things out there. It's very, very well attended. It's a hot spot at the fair. People love to come and see it. We have other ongoing projects. We have our plant health advisor, which is a line that you can call to get some information if you might be having some issues with your plant or your tree or your whatever, and we can help you to find the information there.
We have the we have community gardens. We have two of them. One is on very near here behind the community church. There's a plot there.
Oh, okay.
And we also have a plot on Indiana Avenue near the Gale Company.
Sure, sure. I've seen both of those.
In the produce that we harvest from those gardens, we take generally to the senior center, and they get very excited when we bring in a load of produce, and they kind of distribute it there to the seniors in West Bend.
And how does that work? Can people reserve a spot in those community gardens, or how does that work?
Yes, they reserve a spot yearly, and they have like a facilitator, like the community church mm-hmm. one has a facilitator, and they send out emails, and it's time to do this, and it's time to do that, time to pay your dues if you're going to have your garden, and it's usually pretty full. And a lot of the same people come back year after year.
There's a bit of camaraderie there, I think, too, among the gardeners.
Sure.
It's kind of a fun spot. Yep.
And I know you do some programs with the local libraries as well.
Yes, and we actually do a library educational series with Germantown, West Bend, and Keewaskum. And we actually have a seed starting program coming up at the West Bend Library on Tuesday, March 10th at 6:30. I will be there to present a program on the ins and outs of seed starting.
Oh, okay. And that kind of gets us to where we are, right? With it's that time of year for people to start thinking about starting seeds for some plants.
For some, yes. You don't want to start them too early, or you'll end up with, you won't have the space to hold them in, or the height on your grow lights or anything.
Okay.
Because they'll just get out of control.
But now, what you brought in this morning, you brought in some pepper plants, and let's talk about those a little bit.
So what I start early, and I started those that are sitting in front of you on the 15th of January.
Okay.
And these are ornamental peppers. And so what I do with those is try to trim them back a little bit at the top to make them a little more bushy of a plant instead of so tall. And they'll grow in containers. And the more I can pinch them, the more growth I'll get. And so that's why they start so early. The rest of them I've just started a couple of days ago, my regular hot peppers. And then the bell peppers will start in probably a week or two. Tomatoes, it'll be another month.
Yeah, from my experience, I start my bell peppers the end of March and my tomatoes not before the first week of April because, like I said, they just grow and grow, and all of a sudden you don't have room for them. And there's plenty of time for them to mature to put out in the garden or in your patio pots.
It is hard to hold off, though. You get that itch about January. Sometimes
sure.
I get that itch in December, and I want to go down there and I want to plant some seeds. But knowing what you say, Cheryl, absolutely.
But like onions have been started and some flowers. Just depends on their growth rate.
Now, I can remember when I was a kid, and I must not be on the right mailing list anymore, but I remember the seed catalog coming because my great aunt used to get it and my grandma used to get it. Is there still a seed catalog that actually comes in the mail, or is that all online now?
Too many. Yes, there are many seed catalogs,
yes.
And I'm subscribed to all of them.
Yeah, I have like a cupboard full.
But it is nice to come home from work and have that sitting on the table as it just came in the mail, and you kind of page through it. And those are available. You can subscribe to those online, and they'll send them right to you.
And once you get one, you get 10.
Yep. It's kind of a fun thing to look through.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If you want to grow that unusual plant, that's the nice thing about those is you can purchase seeds for something that maybe you can't get locally.
Yeah, like around here, it's real hard to find onion seeds. But if you want to start different varieties of onions, you have to go online pretty much or through a seed catalog to get the different varieties you might want to try.
Are we a little early to be seeing seeds in stores locally?
No.
No, the seeds are out there. Yeah, I've been noticing those.
Okay. And if people want to find out, I guess, is there an easy way to find out more about if they want to start doing seeds at home and they haven't done it before? Is there an easy place for them to go to get some ideas?
Well, if you go online, my suggestion would be when you do your searches to add EXT or EDU to the end, because then you're going to pull up more research-based information, like from the extensions and so forth. And you can also look at our surrounding states, the information that comes up from them, like Minnesota, Illinois, Michigan. They're all kind of in our general geographic area.
I suppose what you're going to find that way is more valuable than what you find about other than if you're growing something in Arizona.
Oh, exactly.
Correct. Local-based information.
And it's not just, you know, a lot of the stuff on the internet, you don't know where it came from. But if it's from the extension or you know, the college, you know it's research-based and tested.
All right.
And I would also mention, again, that the seed starting presentation that you're going to do, Cheryl, at the library on the 10th. March 10th at 6:30 p.m., just a couple of weeks out.
Okay.
And that's free.
Free. And it will be, again, that research-based information and stuff that will work here for you in Wisconsin.
All right.
Locally.
Sounds good. Well, the Master Gardener is going to have someone join us every fourth Wednesday of the month. We're looking forward to it and looking forward to watching how things grow. And is there anything else you want to sneak in today?
I don't think so. I look forward to seeing you next month.
And thank you for having us. We're looking forward to coming again.
All right. That's Cheryl and Larry with the Washington County Master Gardeners. Again, thanks for coming in. And we'll keep watching how the garden grows, I guess.
Thank you.
101.3 WIBD AM 1470.